In brightest day,
in blackest night.
Radio show. Chris Owen, Walter Duran.
Excelsior!
Crush your enemies. See them driven before you. They hear the lamentation of the women.
And excuse me, welcome.
Good way to start the show there, Walt.
And welcome to Comic Culture, the radio show that's going to champion for an hour the local comic book shop. We're broadcasting at 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio, and we're podcasting at comicbookdaily.com and getthepointradio.com. I am Walter Duraglia, Overstreet Price Guide Advisor.
And I am Chris Owen, Professor of Comic History at Hamilton's Mohawk College.
And as always, we are your Iron Men.
Tackling the Mandarin buffet line.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a tough gig.
That is. It's hard to do. You know, there are a lot of people there. Hard to get in.
Hard to get in. And the Mandarin, in. crafty restaurant, that
really
Mandarin.
Is. Oh. Yeah. Sometimes they have crab legs.
Sometimes they don't.
You never know what you're going to get from that place.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Yeah. The Mandarin, see, I always go for it and I always regret it after. What you don't do, Chris, what you don't, listen, all the superheroes out there listening, please.
Yep.
You've just gorged. You've just eaten, I don't know, 17 course meal.
That's about right.
Don't top it off with 5 scoops of ice cream.
No. That would be bad.
I always do it, and you put those little chocolate sprinkles on it.
I know, but they're so good.
Oh. Yeah, and then you just feel like a load of crap for like the next
17
days.
I like waffle underneath that.
Chris, stop. Yeah. So, hey, Chris.
Listen, we are here to talk about comic books and not food, although a show about food would probably be good, too.
You know, scotch, cognac.
And food. Yeah. Mandarin buffets. We should have a whole show about buffets. King's Buffet, that's a good buffet.
I love it.
Tucker's Marketplace, right. That's a good
target,
buffet.
Stay on target, Chris. Stay on target.
Yeah.
We're here this week, though, this show particular, the award-winning show.
Award-winning.
Are we award-winning?
I don't know if we're award.
No.
We're on an award-winning station.
Right. Okay. I get it.
You know what? My wife always says that I'm an award winner.
Hey.
Right?
Yeah. Blue ribbon for Owen.
Best in show.
First in class. Best in show. Alrighty.
All right, listen. We are here to talk about comic books. We are here to champion the local comic book store.
Indeed.
And, of course, every week when we talk about comics, we'd like to talk about new comics that are appearing on your comic book stand this week.
Absolutely.
And as like every other week, we are here to talk about comic books. So let's start off with a sponsor. And this week's sponsor is brought to you by the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, which is going to be happening this weekend, May 11th and 12th, where you will see a myriad of various comic book type people.
Yeah, we're going to go over that myriad a little later.
Yes.
But Toronto Comic Arts Festival is affectionately known, Chris, as TCAF.
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 Yeah.
Kind of has a nice ring to
it. Sounds like
it.
Something you name your cat.
Yeah, or it sounds like you're going for a little cup of
TCAF,
Joe.
TCAF!
Cup of Joe over at the TCAF.
Hey, let's go over to TCAF, eh?
Yeah.
All right.
So I hope to see everybody at TCAF. Are you going to TCAF?
I am going to TCAF.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm going on Saturday.
Good for you. I think I'm going to go Saturday, too.
Are you going?
Let's have a date.
I feel so special.
Wow.
Oh, that's so good.
You know what? We can report next week on how TCAF was.
And how our date went.
Yeah, and how our date went, yeah.
Listen, let's get right to it. We're going to talk about new comic books. And let's start off with, I'm totally going to change the order of things. And I'm going to start
you
off.
You are living on the edge today, Chris.
Living on
you
the edge. Talking about Image's new comic book, Chin Music.
Hello?
Chin Music.
Right.
By Steve Niles and Tony Harris. Now, Steve Niles, of course, part of the half of the co-creators of 30 Days of Night.
Yes.
And Tony Harris is a longtime comic creator, writer, and artist. He's Marvel, DC, you name it. He's basically worked for it. Anyways, Chin Music is kind of, you know what? I picked it up because it had a cool-looking cover. It's got like a gangster kind of guy in the front. But there's also like a zombie there, and there's like some demon-type people. Basically, have you ever seen the movie The Untouchables?
With Sean Connery.
Yeah, Sean Connery. Elliot Ness. Yes, you know, Kevin Costner played Elliot Ness, and Robert De Niro played Al Capone.
Al Pacino.
Al Capone.
De Niro played Pacino.
Greatest movie ever. Anyways, so this comic book takes place during that time period, in that gangster Al Capone, Elliot Ness, Prohibition type era,
right?
Except, you know, Elliot Ness ends up being in like a Saudi Arabia type, Egypt, I should say. And there's like zombies and mummies, and then it cuts back to New York where there's Al Capone and there's like mystical type John Constantine type things going on.
Hey, listen, it was just a matter of time, Chris, because you had zombies going after Jane Austen people.
Yeah.
You had vampires going after Abraham Lincoln.
That's right.
Just a matter of time before Capone got into the action.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Chin Music from Image Comics, number one, is on your local comic book shop stands today. So check that out.
That's right. All right. Next up, we have Justice League of America, number three.
That's not Justice League, Chris. That's Justice League of America.
That's right.
Not to be confused.
League of America, not the Justice League. This is Justice League of America.
Right.
And, of course, you know, some people will say that this is the book that has the also-rans of the comic book universe, right? You know, Batman's not in it. Superman's not in it. Who do you get? You get Martian Manhunter and Katana and Hawkman, right? But you know what? I got to tell you, it's a good book. It's a good book. It's a great – you know, this one's got Catwoman in it as well. I personally have always been a fan of the sort of B-list characters because to me they always seem a little bit more interesting because you know what? There are, you know, 40,000 Superman stories out there.
Oh.
How many stories are there about Martian Manhunter?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So how many stories does John Jones have? 40. Yeah, 40 at best. You know what? It's just a great read. It's got amazing art by David Finch. Of course, it's written by Jeff Johns, who's now the creative director at DC.
Let me ask you something. You're more of a DC guy.
I'm both.
But you're well versed in DC as well. Does it help, you know, in these titles like say the also ran titles? Does it help dropping names, and does it help having the other guys cross over?
Sure.
Does it help, you know what I mean?
Because you know what? Maybe not to me, because I've been in the industry too long. I know that even though there's only also-rans, also no-name characters in the book, I'll still pick it up because I know that there can be gold in those books.
Yeah.
But you know what? As a newcomer to comic books, sometimes you need that appearance of Batman because people are like, oh, wow, Batman's in this. I'll check this out. Whereas you might not know who Martian Manhunter or Katana is, but you know who Batman, you know who Spider-Man, whoever, you know, Superman or Wonder Woman, you know who those characters are.
Like Batman might not even have to be in it, but they can allude to, you know, something at Wayne Manor.
That's right.
Or that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just keep tying the DC universe into it, even though they don't have those characters in it. Because you can't have – problem with DC is you can't have flipping Batman in every single comic book you publish.
I'm sure they would like
sales.
They would like that, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But perhaps but by tying into that DCU through, I don't know, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Like you say, even Wayne Manor, if they had, let's say, you know, Martian Manhunter stumbled across the Batmobile or something
right,
like that.
Right, something like that.
Like, what's going on? Why would they? Why would
why
he
is
be,
this thing double parked?
Yeah.
Why is it rocking back and forth?
and where is Catwoman?
Yeah, where is Alfred?
Anyways, listen, that was Justice League
of America, number three.
Number three.
At your local comic book shop today.
All right. Next up on the hit parade, we've got The Fearless Defenders, number four. Now, why would I choose The Fearless Defenders, you might ask?
Chris, you know what? I was just about to ask you. Why are you choosing this, Fearless Defenders?
Great question. You know what? It's an undersung book. It really is. It's a great book with story by Cullen Bunn, art by Will. I'm going to say it wrong. Slinny.
Will Ferrell.
Sliny. Yeah, I'm not good at those last names. Anyways, great looking art. I really enjoy the art in the book. And man, the cover is awesome. It's kind of. Do you remember those like Millie the Model pinup paper doll type things?
Yep.
It's got a paper doll of Valkyrie on the cover. Great idea. I've never seen it been done before on a cover for a Marvel comic like this before. Great concept. Love it.
Excellent. So
it's got kind of her different outfits that you can cut out and wear. And you know, I think you should do that.
Hey, nice.
right, listen.
Listen, hold on.
Yeah.
I got to sell it, Chris.
Oh, sorry.
We've talked about it. Now it's my job to sell it.
Oh, I thought I already did that.
No. Listen, the Fearless Defenders number 4 is available at your local comic book shop today, right now.
Right.
Run.
Okay, next up we've got Deadpool, number 9.
Number 9?
Normally I only do one Marvel book, but man, I love Deadpool. I'm not, you know, I haven't always been a Deadpool fan, but I've been converted. I am a convert to the faith of Deadpool. The Church of Deadpool has become my new thing.
Right.
Loving his book, loving the writing, loving the art. The covers alone should always grab you in and pull you into the Deadpool comic. Where else would you see Deadpool fighting a huge, gigantic, great white shark? On the cover.
Only on the cover.
Only
Deadpool.
On the cover, though. I don't think he
gets by that one. There's like 17 other ones on the cover.
Yeah, great cover by Art Adams.
Wow, good for you. So listen, that's Deadpool from Marvel. Number 9 is at your local comic book shop today. So check that out.
And as far as trades come out, brand new trade paperback. And this one is Comeback by Image Comics. And
don't call it a comeback.
No, it ain't no comeback. You know what? The best way to describe this comic is if I read you the back. It says...
Okay.
Reconnect is more than a company. It's an opportunity for good. Reconnect can reverse tragedy by sending agents into the past to rescue your mother, your wife, your brother, or your father or child moments before their untimely death. Mark is one of these agents, and he brings the rescued from the past to the present to a blessed reunion with their loved ones. It is a fantastic book. This is, of course, by... hold on. I can't remember the names. Written and lettered by Ed Brisson and illustrated by Michael Walsh.
Now, this is good CanCon, Chris, because Michael Walsh, of course, is a Canadian boy. A Hamilton
and
boy.
Hammer. He's from The Hammer.
From The Hammer. And a quick plug, a shameless plug. So Michael Walsh will be at the Hamilton branch of Big B Comics.
Oh!
This Saturday.
What a coincidence.
You know what? When I suggested you cover this comeback graphic novel in your New This Week, I had nothing but good intentions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then it dawned on me after I gave it to you. Oh, Michael's here this weekend.
He's appearing at your store.
Yeah, so it just kind of came to me afterwards. I thought I'd mention it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So Michael Walsh will be up at Upper James this Saturday to... say hi.
Perfect.
And to sign copies of the brand new comeback graphic novel.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
All right, Chris. So Comeback, the graphic novel volume 1, if it is a volume, at your local comic book shop today. And, of course, that is just 17 that you picked of hundreds that are available today.
If
at
not
your local
thousands.
Thousands.
Yeah.
At your local comic book shop. So please go up, check all the new This Week's out this week.
Sounds good. And remember to always support your local comic book retailer. And as always, we like to have a little bit of Krantz in our lives. Because you know what? Everybody needs a little bit of Krantz, right? Here we go. This one's called The Leader. Like that?
Oh, I love it, Chris. You think those guys do weddings?
If only.
Oh,
you know what? I actually had them play the Spider-Man theme song at my wedding.
I remember that.
That's
I was
right.
there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You were. That's right. Yeah.
I believe I was sitting at the Spider-Man table.
You were at
what
the Spider-Man
table. What I loved
about
your wedding, Chris, Chris's wedding, we went in.
Oh, boy.
And
here we go.
There was a huge board. There was a huge kind of board, like an announcement board. And all the tables were themed to superheroes. And the guests' names were on. So, and each one had the cover of a wedding issue
or,
of a comic.
Or a couple like in love.
Or a couple in love. So like Spider-Man and the Spider-Man wedding, the Superman wedding. So I was at the Spider-Man
table. You were at the Spider-Man
table.
I was
very, yes. very honored.
So instead of being at table number 7 or number 14,
you were at the Superman
either
table.
Either at the Superman table or the Spider-Man table. That's right.
Yeah. It was very good. Yeah. And you did play Krantz.
We did play Krantz, yeah, so. That's right.
Hey, cheers to you, Mr. Owen.
Well, cheers to – thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, well, we can't talk about me all night long. We do have a show to do here. Listen, we do have a piece of email from Mailbag.
A piece of email?
A piece of email. I was going to say a piece of mail. Yeah. A piece of email.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Listen, Mailbag is, of course, brought to you by TCAF, located at the Toronto Reference Library. This Saturday and Sunday, May the 11th.
That's just north of Bloor.
Oh, is it really?
On Yonge Street.
No, yeah. I didn't know that. Is that where you won that award? Is that the
no,
same place?
No, that was some other place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Listen, dear Walt and Chris, if you could meet one artist in your lifetime, who would that happen to be? This was from Doug in Ajax.
Okay, you go first.
You know, that's a great, great question, Doug. I do, you know what? I don't know. There's so many great artists out there. I'm going to say that this artist has to be living, right?
Yeah.
I can't go back and say I want to meet Wally Wood, the creator of Power Girl.
Right.
I would say, geez, you know, I've already met a lot of great, great writers and artists. I've already met, like, you know, I've met Stan Lee and I've met Neil Adams.
Too, yeah.
For somebody that I haven't met yet, I'm going to say... Jeez, that's a great question. Hold on. Let me think about that for a minute.
All right. Can I say it?
Sure.
Steve Ditko.
Steve, yes. Yeah, it's a great, great call.
Steve Ditko.
Great, great call. Yeah.
I mean, here's a guy that, you know, according to Stan, co-created.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure he had a lot of Steve Ditko is a guy I'd love to just kind of just ask a few questions.
Yep.
Say hi and say, hey, I admire your work and I admire – just a giant. That's that is
a great one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna steal that. I'm going to say Steve Ditko as well because when else would you ever get a chance to meet the guy?
Okay, let's one-up it. Let's say, you know, we had the benefit of all the greats still being with us.
Okay. Mine's Frank Frazetta.
Frazetta, you see, I was thinking Frazetta too, but I don't know. I'd have to talk to Jack Kirby.
Yeah, well, that's a good one. Yeah,
you know, you can't. Frazetta is awesome, but Frazetta has done 1% of the body of work that Jack Kirby
right.
has
yeah,
done.
You're right.
And Frazetta is just like, you know, in terms of illustrator, just beyond talented, right? Mm. But Jack Kirby, in terms of a creator of comic type stuff,
well, he defined a medium.
Oh
right?
my God, yeah. So I mean, Ditko. And, you know, the dream guy would have been Kirby.
Yeah. Kirby, yeah. You know what? John Buscema is another one of that. Anyways, great question. Thank you, Doug, from Ajax.
Uh-huh.
Listen, we have to keep on going here. We are on a
Thanks, Doug.
We're on a schedule.
Yo, Dougie.
We're on a schedule here.
Schedule.
Listen.
Schedule.
Walt.
Yo.
Last Saturday was Free Comic Book Day on May the 4th be with you. How were things with you? I came to the store.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Thank you.
You had lots and lots of people here. Well, you had must have been 8,000 customers. Were here
I believe
the store.
We lost count at 11,000 people.
Right. So, what are some of the reports? Tell me a little bit about your experiences from Free Comic.
You know what? First of all, we had a great Free Comic Book Day in terms of business. It was the best day ever. Right.
Nice.
Which is great. In terms of the number of books we gave away, it was the most ever. So it was amazing. I mean, it was just a great atmosphere and a great vibe through our store throughout the whole day. I talked to a couple other retailers across Canada since then, and they had the same thing. They said their business was up. The vibe was great. It's just turned into such a great day.
Right.
And it's an accepted – part of the calendar now,
yeah.
Which is a great thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just such a, you know, the first Saturday in May, you know, drive it into them.
Now,
the first Saturday in May. It's awesome.
You know what I really loved about coming to your shop on Free Comic Book Day? Is, you know, I know you had some people who are dressed up as superheroes.
Sure.
But I loved seeing customers coming in dressed up as superheroes.
It was awesome.
I saw there was somebody dressed up as Hawkeye, and there was, you know, a little, geez, he must have been like 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, Batman?
Iron Man. And you could tell he made his own helmet kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was great.
It was awesome. Yeah. There was these two little brothers. One was probably 3 and the other one was 4. And one was Captain America.
Nice.
And one was Batman. But they both had little Captain America shields.
Aww.
So I can just see, you know, the dad and the mother say, you know, here's your Batman costume, son.
Yeah.
And here's your Captain America costume, son. And gets a little shield. Yeah. And the little Batman go, I want a shield too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the dad's going, but Batman doesn't have a shield.
Yeah.
No, I want a shield.
But I want one.
Okay, Batman has a shield. Okay,
but
Batman
I want
has
one.
A shield. Yeah, but
yeah.
I want one. Right, so it was awesome. They were there running around, and it was just a wonderful day, Chris.
Yeah,
just
great.
A wonderful,
great
wonderful day. And that's the report I got from really across the country. I mean, I didn't talk to every comic shop, but I got a few emails, and I sent out a few emails. Hey, how'd it go? And everybody was the same, you know. Like, it's just I don't know. It's a great day. It's going to be, I think, it already is, but it's just going to be a fixture on everybody's calendar.
I think so,
from here on in.
Yeah. Now, I think this past weekend, you were very fortunate that. Number one, it was Free Comic Book Day. Number two, it was great weather for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Number three, it was May the 4th Be With You Day. So it was the official Star Wars Day or unofficial Star Wars Day. And it was the opening weekend for Iron Man number 3.
Well, that, you know, the Iron Man number 3 opening weekend, which we're going to talk about next. But the good thing about Free Comic Book Day and the good thing about the industry is there's always an opening.
Usually,
before,
yes.
Well, the last 4 or 5 years right? It was Avengers the year before.
That's right.
Like last year.
Yep.
I forget what it was the year before. Maybe Iron Man 2 or Thor or something like that. It was another big movie.
I think it was Thor.
Yeah.
Captain America? Was it Captain America?
Or something like that.
Okay.
So every year.
Yeah.
It's great, and it's part of it. Like we as a shop in our Barry store and in our Hamilton store, we go to both of the big movie complexes.
Yes, I saw you guys.
Yeah, and they allow us into the lobby just to hand out, hey,
you
know, Free Comic Book Day tomorrow. Come by. Free Comic Book Day tomorrow.
Yeah, when you guys had the trivia question and I answered it, you guys wouldn't give me the prize.
I told them not to. I go, if Owen gets it right, just ignore him. Work. My plan worked.
I told them that they were asking questions that were way too easy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, who was Tony Stark's assistant? Pepper Potts? Come on.
I know, but listen.
At least ask who was, like, you know, played a Titanium Man or something like that.
Titanium Man?
Who's not even in the movies, but,
right,
you know.
Okay. No, it was great. Free Comic Book Day was great. Now, Danny Champ, our man Danny Champ.
Danny Champ.
He did a good report yesterday on comicbookdaily.com on Free Comic Book Day in London, England.
Right.
And he said it was amazing. He said the Forbidden Planet and Orbit Comics, whatever. They both had great days.
Awesome.
And so what that's telling you is Free Comic Book Day is not only taking hold in its traditional stronghold of North America.
Yeah, but it's happening all over the world now.
All over the world now.
Yeah, because he told us about what it was like going to a comic book shop in South Africa.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure
they had, you know, a comic book
free comic book day
as well, right?
Yeah. Like, and I think they had card playing day too. That's just a bad joke. Anyway.
Free Comic Book Day clearly was a big smash success all the way around.
Now, all over the world. Now, hey, did you see Hugh Jackman's PSA there on YouTube?
No, I didn't see it.
It was awesome. Did you see it, Andrew? No? So basically it was – he did that about 4 or 5 years ago too when he did the last Wolverine movie.
Okay.
He was still in kind of makeup and he still had the sideburns on.
Yeah.
And he had the Australian accent. He's going, go to Free Comic Book Day. And, you know, it's like he's plugging Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was like a well-viewed – YouTube video.
You know, apparently, if you have so many hits on your YouTube, you make some money off. YouTube sends you a check. I think that's all he's doing it for. He's doing it for
probably,
the money.
Yeah. Probably right. Good for nothing.
Yeah, it's always in it for the money. That Hugh Jackman.
That Hug Jackman.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Of course. It's great that he's continuing to help out Free Comic Book Day. But you know what? At the same time, he realizes that this is a great market that he's involved in, right?
Sure.
And it's a great product.
Sure. Hey, listen, keep the gravy train going, Hugh.
All right. Listen, are we going to have a musical interlude here? Or are we gonna
sure
go?
Are.
All right. Let's. You know what? I know you didn't watch a lot of cartoons in your later years in life, like when you were like probably in your teens.
All right.
But for those of you who did, you will remember this because if you're a nerd like I was, you would run home and watch a little cartoon called Star Blazers.
Beautiful, Chris.
Did you like that?
Oh, love it. Of course, recorded by the YMCA Tabernacle Choir.
That was an early, now you call it anime. Back in the day, we used to call it Japanimation.
Right.
Right? So it's an old anime with the battleship Starship Yamato. It was very old. Great series back in the day.
Back in the day. Excellent stuff. I liked it.
Thank you.
No, I really did.
All right.
All right.
We need to talk about the Niagara Comic Con.
Hey, listen, Chris.
What?
The Niagara Comic Con.
Yes.
Is coming up June 8th and 9th.
Right.
We'll be mentioning it in the next few shows. But if you're in the Southern Ontario, Western New York, or within an air flight away region,
yes,
which probably the whole world,
pretty much,
head out to the Niagara Comic Con. Now, a 2-day con, Saturday the 8th, Sunday the 9th. You and I will be there.
Right. Yes, we will be.
Our producer, who's AWOL right now, Shecky Feltzen,
he'll be there.
He'll be there as well. Booking acts for our show.
So if you're interested in being one of the acts at our booth.
I believe he's auditioning in the hotel room.
Yeah.
So
we're getting a hotel room? Nice.
Shecky is, not us. You kidding me? We're not producers.
We're just on the air. What was I thinking?
Yeah. So... yeah, so come out and visit us.
Well, listen, you know what? Maybe instead of trying to plug why they should come and see us, maybe they might want to see who some of the guests are, which include Mark Silvestri, George Perez.
Bah, who are they compared to us?
Adam West is going to be there.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
so Ferrigno will be there.
Lou Ferrigno is going to be there.
Pat Mastriani is going to be there. Joey Jeremiah.
Joey Jeremiah, right. Listen, lots of great.
Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, lots of great guests at the Niagara Comic Con.
Yeah, we're also doing a something exciting. The very first panel on Saturday at noon is the...
The one that everybody misses.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
The Canadian Comics panel.
Oh, right. The one you're involved with.
Well, the one I used to be involved with. They kicked me out.
Did they?
Yeah. They asked a few questions about Canadian comics. I didn't know there was going to be a test, Chris. I would have studied. I answered Cerebus to everything.
Nice.
I only got like 40%.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Yeah. So 12-1. I think one of the main questions is what makes a comic book Canadian?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah. So we're going to explore that. They're going to explore that at the thing. So that's the Niagara Comic Con. It's coming up June 8th to 9th in Niagara Falls at the Oh, Scotiabank Center, right near that conglump of all the big hotels.
Right near the casino. Right, yes. Yeah. Perfect. So you can go to the con and then go to the casino afterwards.
Yeah. So nice. After you win all the big bucks, come to
there
my
you go.
Table.
Yes, I like
and spend
that too.
It.
Perfect. Good idea. All right. Listen, I know it was Free Comic Book Day on the weekend, but as I mentioned earlier, it was also Iron Man the Third debuting in theaters everywhere across North America.
Yes.
And I went to go see it on opening day because I did not want to be hearing about it afterwards and get all the spoilers. I thought it was great. Young Andrew Roebuck here also saw it on Friday night. He thought it was great. Walt, I know you are a dedicated hockey dad, so you did not have time to see the movie on the weekend, but I know you are going to see it.
I am going to see this.
I know
this is going to be a good movie.
I know. Yeah. It is a good movie. So it did bring in $175 million over the weekend. Now
that's the second biggest opening, North America opening ever, right?
Yeah, of all
next
time.
Next to
Avengers 207. Yeah,
yeah, that's amazing.
Craziness, eh?
Wow!
It accounted for 83% of Iron Man number 3 accounts for 83% of the total of the top 12 films at the box office that weekend.
So it just wiped the floor with everybody else that was around.
Yeah. Perfect.
Wow.
Crazy.
So nobody went to see anything else?
No. 83% of the people that went to go see a movie, they went to go see Iron Man.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy.
That's unbelievable.
So it's already earned over $300 million overseas and $175 million domestic.
It's like half a billion bucks already.
In like not even a
days.
Week. Not even a week. Well, I guess a week considering it was a little
right,
less. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's that mean, Chris? What's that mean? Like, I mean, that means it's earned a lot of money. I know what that means. But does that mean, like, how far can this go? You know, the superhero stuff.
Well, you know what? It's a great question.
It's
amazing. As long as they continue to really put out quality films,
right,
they can go, it'll just keep on getting bigger and bigger all the time. I'm worried about when they put out a movie that it doesn't do nearly as well as people hope. I don't want to give away any spoilers.
Give it away now.
Well, it's too early still, but there.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so don't.
There is something that happens in the Iron Man the Third movie,
right?
Where there are a lot of fans who are, I would say, a little teary-eyed, a little upset because it didn't turn out the way they wanted it to.
Right.
I don't want to give that away.
Don't give it away.
But you know what? I still think it was a great movie. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was better than the second one. Not as good as the first one, but better than the second one. Now, having said that, I will say, and I don't think this is really giving anything away, there's not as much Iron Man in Iron Man as you would think there would be.
Right.
And for that reason, some people actually liked it better than the first one.
Sure.
Because they love Tony Stark as a character.
Well, I think that they identified the fact that Robert Downey
right.
is the star.
Right.
He put the mask
so
out there too
Iron
much,
yeah.
you know, and takes it away. Also, I don't know if – correct me if I'm wrong, and you always do.
I try to.
These special effects are amazing.
Oh,
they're like
phenomenal.
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? But I, for one, can't sit there through literally 72-minute action scene of things blowing up.
Oh, no.
Things whizzing by you with sound effects and Dolby sound going.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like, so too much is less. You know what I mean? Like so
special effects do not make a movie.
Yeah, so using it sparsely and properly
and
doing character development through the star
for sure, yeah.
is a formula for success.
Yeah,
is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And you know what? Even back in the day, George Lucas said, you know, special effects are just a tool to enhance the movie. You need a good story, you need a good characters, you need a good plot. And the same thing still sticks today. You need to have a proper storyline with a good acting, a good characters and all that. And the special effects come later, right?
Yeah.
So great. Honestly, I love the movie. I thought it was really great. There was a
How long was it? Was it like 2 hours or was it less?
It was a fairly long movie, but it didn't seem like it because we went to the 7:40 show and we got out of the theater and it was like 10:30. Now, I know it wasn't a three-hour movie, so I know there was trailers, and we hung out a little bit afterwards.
Yeah.
But it was probably at least 2.5 hours, or around there, maybe 2 hours and 25 minutes.
Wow, it's a long movie.
It was a long movie, but you know what? It went by very quickly. I did not realize it was that long once I had gotten out of the movie.
Good for us.
Very good movie.
Well, hey, listen, that bodes well for, you know, with all the other superhero movies.
So I guess the next one now is going to be Superman.
Superman.
Which comes out, I believe it's July or June. June?
Yeah.
June. And then we've got, what's after that? Is it Wolverine?
Wolverine, and then Thor later on. Thor, but there's a bunch of other stuff as well, like Star Trek. It's not really.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, you can kind of group them all right now into pop culture, really.
Yeah, so, I suppose you're right.
Wow, good, Chris. I'm glad. I'm glad, first of all, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
Yes.
Second of all, I'm happy that Iron Man was a big success because the local comic book shop, which you and I talk about and champion here on 93.3 CFMU McMaster Radio.
Yes.
Hamilton's award-winning radio station.
It is.
You and I championed the local comic book shop, and Iron Man doing well bodes well for local comic book shops.
Absolutely.
And that's the key.
Yep, for sure.
All right.
All right, listen, we will continue on. Speaking of movies and such, let's talk about Star Wars and Disney.
Yeah. Now, you're a big Star Wars fan.
Yes, I am.
So, as you know, that what's that industrial? What's the company that Lucas had?
Industrial Light and Magic.
Whatever. Yeah, they're no longer around. LucasArts or whatever.
Well, LucasArts did the video games. Industrial Light and Magic does.
Sorry. So LucasArts, the video game part of is shut down.
Right.
LucasArts. So they're awarding the video games to that EA company.
Oh, awesome! That's big for EA.
What do they call it? Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts. Yeah. So they're getting for a core gaming audience. Audience and all interactive platforms.
Nice.
So Disney retains the rights to publish games on the mobile, social, tablet, and online game categories. But EA will produce, I guess, you know, like when you go buy it for your PS3, I guess. Is that what it is?
Right, right. So the way I'm reading it, I could be wrong here. So EA is going to be doing it for, it says, core gaming and all interactive platforms. So when you buy a game for your PS3 or your Xbox or something.
Or your Wii or
whatever.
It'll
be for that. Now, it says here, Disney retained the rights for mobile, social, tablet, and online game categories.
I swear, Andrew, I just said that.
But what I'm confused about is a lot of the online game categories, that includes a lot of PS3 and Xbox-type games as well.
Right.
So unless they mean the PC versions of them, so when you say, for example, the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, which is sort of like a multiplayer online MMO role-playing game, that is an online game. So I think maybe that's what they mean by that, not necessarily your core Wii, PS3, or Xbox. Now, yeah, this is crazy. So they've now gone to EA, which is great for EA because EA also has a branch in Vancouver.
Right. Okay,
so it's good that they're bringing some stuff to Canada.
Now, what's the big Star Wars game on like PS3 and Xbox? Is there a big Star Wars game like Clone Wars? Or remember like a year ago? Yeah. Remember, guys, a year ago, a year and a half ago, there was that great, it's almost like a trailer for like a really cool, like these guys were hiding up in the hills, these stormtroopers, and it almost looked like live action.
Was that
so intricate.
Was that Knights of the Old Republic?
I think he's talking about that canceled game, the 1138 or something like that.
Was it canceled?
The
graphics looked absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, I think that was.
And nothing ever became of it?
No.
What the heck?
Yeah. I don't know, but there isn't really one core game. I mean, there's years ago there was Star Wars Galaxies, which was sort of like a MMO, which is a multiplayer online game.
Right.
Then there was Knights of the Old Republic, which is sort of the same idea, but better. Battlefront was really great. You know, Star Wars seems to get a lot of their games, even in the Lego department. Like the Lego Star Wars games are probably, I would say, are the biggest selling games. I mean, I don't quote me on that, but you know, as far as they seem to have the most sequels. Like there's, you know, multiple Star Wars Lego games. There's the Clone Wars and each of the individual trilogy movies got their own version of it, right? Like, so there's all kinds of those ones. But other than that, there was a Star Wars Force Unleashed, which came out, and then Force Unleashed 2. So there's lots of Star Wars games around. And I think that this is probably going to grow even more so now that Disney has the rights to all this. But it seems like even though
I'm hearing you. Yeah. Okay, so you as a Star Wars fan,
Yes.
Though, I'm going to ask your opinion. You, as a Star Wars fan, you approve of this?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's a good idea. I don't see a problem with it.
Uh-huh. They're the right company for the Star Wars.
Sure, right. If LucasArts isn't going to do it themselves, mm-hmm. EA is great. EA has done lots of great games.
Right.
It's in good hands. It also says that EA said its studios Dice and Visceral will join BioWare, and those are all great studios as well, right?
Right.
BioWare is very well known in the video gaming community. So you know what? This is. I don't see it as being a bad thing. I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, but it's certainly not a bad thing.
Excellent. All right.
All right. Listen, we've talked an awful lot here. I'm sure people are getting tired of listening to us. Let's have a quick musical interlude here. And you know what? What are we going to play? How about we go with – here. You're going to like this one. Let's go with this one here. Oh.
Everybody was kung fu.
Oh, yeah, Chris, you know, that brought a tear to my eye because I loved that song
when
I was a kid.
I bet. You know,
oh,
you know,
my
you,
God.
You know what I thought was hilarious? That not only were you doing the, you know, the hand movements and, like, the kung fu movements while the song was playing, but young Andrew Roebuck was also lip-syncing the lyrics, who I don't even know the lyrics, and young Buck over here knows them.
Because you know what? He knows his music.
He does know his
stuff.
He
knows what's good.
He knows.
Great pick, Chris. Yeah. Great pick. And that's, of course... an homage to Shang-Chi.
Master of Kung Fu.
Master of Kung Fu.
That's right.
Yes. All right, Chris, let's talk about, you and I always talk about, let's quickly talk about April's comic book sales.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the Batman winning the month. Batman, first of all, comic book sales and graphic novel sales. The industry was up, I believe, 14% year over year.
Nice.
Which is great. Anytime you're up, year over year is great. And
absolutely,
we've had a good run for the last couple of years. So let's keep this thing going. Let's keep the local comic book shops happy.
Absolutely.
And let's keep this thing going. Let's, you know, let's make 14% the goal
every
for next year,
every
too.
Year.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. One, two, three, four, five comics crack 100,000.
That's,
which
you
is
know
nice.
What? Just a few years ago, that would be unheard of.
Yes.
Because no comics seem to be able to crack that 100,000.
For a while, there
it was like in the 80s and 90s,
oh.
And then, you know, all of a sudden something came out and it was in the hundreds. But this is great. I love seeing this,
and I love seeing Batman. Batman's such a strong book, Chris. Such a strong book.
Well,
Batman is just oh.
I told you I finally read Court of the Owls. Right?
Yes,
what a great book! Fantastic, phenomenal book.
I know.
I can't say anything bad about it. Loved it. Can't wait to read more about it.
Yeah. Now, what's great to see is Image. Image had the number three book this month with Jupiter's Legacy.
Yes.
Now, disclaimer here. First of all, a couple things going there. Image is at the forefront, Chris, of the mini speculative boom going on in new comics right now.
Yes, you're right.
You know, things like, obviously, Walking Dead, but things like Chew and Saga and all that kind of stuff. So Image is a hot brand for the speculators.
Yes.
Image knows this and had, I believe, I'm going to be wrong here, but they had 7 covers.
Right.
To Jupiter's Legacy. Right. So 7 covers. And I remember putting the books out the week they came. And I remember like there were 7 empty slots on the New This Week stand, like 7 in a row.
Right.
Wow, that's a coincidence that like 7 books are alphabetically in order.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't know. Right? Yeah. So I go through the box. I'm going, oh, what the hell? I'm all, another cover. And I go, that's what
7
we're doing.
Covers, yeah.
We're doing 7 covers. Right. So kind of cheating, but hey. It worked.
It worked for X-Men number 1 back in the Jim Lee days, right?
Yeah.
It had, what, 5 different covers?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And so why not now?
Fair enough. You had Thanos Rising at number 2, Chris. Age of Ultron at number 4. You didn't see... Guardians of the Galaxy at number 2. Okay, I guess what I'm looking for is an established Marvel comic, like an established one, like a running concurrent Marvel comic,
yep.
And seeing when that came in, because I don't want to count Thanos Rising. I don't want to count Age of Ultron. They're both kind of mini-series, maxi-series type stuff. Age of Ultron 5 and 6 made it again. You're looking at maybe Superior Spider-Man.
I think, which came
in at 12, 13th place.
As far as a regular title, I would say that Superior Spider-Man is probably
but
the next
Marvel
one.
Didn't have one regular title in the top 10, whereas DC's Batman and DC's Justice League are in the top 10. You're right. So,
but Marvel still did. I mean, you can't totally discount the fact that it had Thanos Rising, Age of Ultron, and Age of Ultron 4, 5, and 6.
But you know what? It becomes harder to sustain. Chris, if you're a company that's publishing I'm not going to say gimmicks because Age of Ultron is going to be a great miniseries, maxi series, right? I'm not going to say gimmicks because Thanos, a 5-part series, might be a great, great read. But my point is wouldn't it be easier and nicer for the publisher to have that, you know, that bankable title that's always going to be in the top 10? DC doesn't have to tinker with Batman. They just have to produce quality Batman stories, right?
Yeah, you're right.
They don't have to tinker with Justice League.
Yeah.
Just produce quality Justice League stories month after month after month. They don't have to rebrand and restart and create a kind of new event. This is just go. Give her. Batman, give her.
Yeah, you're right.
So let's put some more resources into the monthlies.
Give her.
And give her.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that. But, you know, okay, now having said all that, this is the list of, what, the top 20?
Probably.
Okay, so in that list, maybe it's 25. Anyways, in that list, after like the first 10, which there's not a whole lot of regular Marvel ones, then all of a sudden we've got Superior Spider-Man number 7, 8, X-Men, Avengers, X-Men, X-Men, Avengers, Avengers, Avengers. Like, you got to say that, you know, even though they might not be in the top 10, they dominate the next 10.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right?
Fair enough.
So they are still doing very well. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, and the most important thing, again, the industry is doing well. It's a good sign. I mean, we like to report the monthly sales figures. I love seeing April up.
And
let's keep this thing going. Let's the listeners keep rolling into your local comic book shop. Keep supporting your local comic book shop. Hey, all we ask, all Chris and I ask of you, the listener, is to go in and buy stuff that you enjoy.
Yes.
And we can safely say that because we know you're going to find stuff that you're going to enjoy.
Absolutely. You know
There's what? So much quality out there. Right
you know
now.
What? I will say that as someone who has been in the industry for a long time, a lot of times I've gotten disillusioned with comic book industry.
Disillusioned.
And I will go in and, you know, say, that's it. You know, I'm not buying anymore. It's all
I'm
crap.
Done.
I'm done. I'm all crap.
I'm walking away. Spider-Man 50.
Exactly. I'm done with this nonsense.
Right.
And then I walk in and I look around and I realize, you know what? There's something new that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
There's something cool. There's something creative.
Yeah.
There's something, you know, because, I mean, I've read a lot of comics in my day. And for them to be able to publish something that I've never read or thought about before, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Hey,
so,
your Girls and Corpses issue's in, by the way.
I do not buy Girls and Corpses comics.
Okay.
Listen, are we going to have a musical interlude?
Sure, let's do that.
I guess we just had one, though, didn't we?
You know what? I love that last song so much. Hit me with some more.
All right, let's...
Mr. DJ.
Oh, boy. Okay, let me see what I can find here for you.
Hit me with your rhythm stick.
You know what?
Hit me.
You know what? We're going to totally slow things down here a little bit. It's a little... A little different for you, but it's just something,
something.
Let's go with this one. Sure.
Take me away. That is beautiful.
Huh? Do you like that? That's been in James Bond movies and, you know, love comics. It fits, right?
Oh,
it fits with comic
culture. What is that and who is that?
Oh, geez. Now you got to ask me that question. Hold on.
Just make it up.
No.
Carole King.
No, it's Sergio Mendes.
Sergio Mendes.
And,
of course.
And Brasil in 1966.
Brasil.
The Look of Love.
Hey-oh. I love it.
All right.
All right, Chris. Let's keep this boat sailing.
There we go. Now we need to talk about
dive.
We need to talk about Toronto.
Sorry, I had a flashback.
Remember days in Nam?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we need to talk about the Toronto Comics Arts Festival.
We do. TCAF.
TCAF coming up this weekend.
Yo,
at
TCAF.
The Toronto Reference Library at 789 Yonge Street. Now,
easy to get to if you're out of town. You hit Union Station, get on a Yonge subway.
Yep.
And it's the first it's the subway at Bloor.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's okay. So great. First of all, there are many great things about going to this Toronto Comics Art Festival. Mm-hmm. Number one, it's free.
Hey, oh.
You don't have to pay a single dime to
a
get
dime.
Into this thing. Not even.
Can't say pay a cent anymore.
You can say a nickel.
A nickel.
Don't have to pay a nickel.
We should mention that yes. our good friends at The Beguiling.
Yes.
Chris, Pita.
Yes.
And the boys. They're the ones that put this on.
Yeah. It started, probably about 10 years ago now.
Yeah.
And the first couple times it was once every couple years, but it seems to be going on about once every year now.
Every year now.
It's
a great event.
Great
and you know
event.
What? And you know what? It's different than any Comic-Con. And
it's,
you know what? Like, how can I say this?
It's not a Comic-Con.
No,
there's no dealers there.
No.
It's strictly artists. And books and stuff like that. And
yeah.
great show.
And so, a city like Toronto, though, it's almost like an international festival.
Well, it is.
Like
there's
a TIFF.
There's actual there's international guests coming
from
Japan and from all over North America and from France. I'm only going to mention a few of the names of the people that are coming. And
go ahead.
So,
who's coming, Chris?
Bill Amend is coming.
He's coming?
Do you know who that is?
Of course I do.
Bill Amend
was Bob Amend's brother.
Also known as William.
William.
Bill Amend is the creator of the daily cartoon strip Foxtrot.
Foxtrot, I love that one.
So he's coming, like, and this is great. The fact that now we're expanding it a little bit past comic books, going into comic strips.
Mm-hmm.
So Bill Amend is going to be there. You know, guys like Michael Cho and Scott Chandler and
Scott Chandler had a nice exhibit of his two generals at a Waterloo museum.
Oh,
not a museum, art gallery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget the name of the art gallery. I went up there and I saw it.
Awesome.
It was nice.
Cool.
It was very nice.
So he's going to be there.
Yep.
Los Brothers Hernandez, Jaime and Gilbert are going to
Jaime.
Jaime. I don't know how you say it. I don't know if it's Jaime.
Jaime.
Or Jaime.
They're one of the two is going to be on cue with Gian Gomes.
Oh, very, very cool.
I was listening to Q this morning, and Gian said one of the – and I'm sure they're in town for TCAF.
Yes.
And he's got them coming on
That's
Q,
awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Which is great because that's a great
–
probably next to ours. That's probably the best hour you can spend.
Well, you know
radio.
What? Our good friend and listener, Michael Harding, says he listens to two shows on the radio, Gian Gomes and us.
No,
I'm not even joking.
Wow.
Not even joking.
Wow. Then you know what? I should make Gian feel really good.
It really should that he's in our league.
Yeah. Hey.
Listen, hold on. I'm not done. I've got to talk about more of these guests here.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
No, go ahead. Keep going, Chris. I don't mind.
Paul Pope is going to be there.
Paul Pope.
Yeah, Paul Pope.
I remember Batman Year 100.
Paul Pope draws the best black eyes on people anywhere.
Wow.
He can draw somebody beat up like no other.
Nice.
Carl Kerschel. Chip Kidd is going to be. Now, you're probably wondering who the F is Chip Kidd. Chip Kidd is a writer/designer of hardcover books, like coffee table type books.
Nice.
He's the guy that does, you know, when they have the complete Batman legacy, like what has Batman been, how has Batman been for the last 80 years?
Sure.
He's the guy that he kind of designs the cover and all that stuff.
How do I get a gig like that?
You need to be good at something.
Oh, okay. Hey, oh, wow. Chris, around. Hey, listen, Faith Eric Hicks will be there.
Yes.
And she's great. She's Cam
Con. And
the
good thing
Canadian
is Faith
girl.
Aaron Hicks will be too.
Is she going to be there too? Because I know Faith Aaron Hicks. Don't know this girl, Aaron. She was at the shop a couple years ago. She's from Hamilton, or she spent time in Hamilton for a while.
we do have a prison here.
She did time in Hamilton. Let's see who else is going to be there. Our good friend Jeff Lemire.
Jeff Lemire will be here. Yes, Chester Brown.
Yeah.
And get this. So Art Spiegelman.
Mouse
creator
and
creator of In the Shadow of No Towers will
standing
be
in the shadow of love.
They will also be in TCAF, which I think is fantastic because I personally have never met Art Spiegelman. It'd be great to see him. Also, Ken Stacey, good Canadian kid there. Jim Rugg, I don't know if you've ever read that comic book, Street Angel. He was the creator of Street Angel.
Yeah.
He will also be there.
I'm interested in going to check out the boys from the Finnish Comics Society.
I think that's the
How's the hockey team there, fellas? Of course,
yes,
he'd be right
of course.
Beside the Russian.
The Swedish chef.
He'd
Swedish,
be right beside
yeah.
the Russian.
Yes, yeah.
So the Finnish.
Breakout and fights.
There'd be the Finnish and the Russian.
Yeah.
Breakout and fights. Maybe a hockey game. that'd be cool to see the boys from Finland.
Let's see. Okay, we're running out of time here. Oh, boy.
Oh, Willow Watson will be there.
Willow Watson.
Sorry,
Willow Dawson.
I'm sorry, Willow Dawson.
Willow Watson will be there too, I hope.
You never know. You know. Who else, Chris? Help me out here.
Okay. Who else we got here? We got Brian Lee O'Malley from Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim.
So if you saw the movie, you can now enjoy the comic and you can see you can meet the creator behind Scott Pilgrim. He will be there. You know what? This is just a small, short list of all the fantastic creators and artists.
You know,
who
your
will
head's going to explode if you go there.
It really will. Yeah. And you know what? I honestly had to. This list has probably, 25, 30 people on it. And it took me an hour to pare it down to this number of people. There's hundreds of guests are coming to this show. Wow. It really is. It's a great time to go and meet all your favorite guests. And, you know, if you have a little bit of extra money, you want to try something new, great place to go and meet the creators.
Awesome. That is TCAF, the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, happening this weekend, Saturday, May 11th, Sunday, May 12th. Hope to see you guys there. Chris and I will be there. I believe we're doing a podcast.
A live podcast
with the Finnish Comic Society. So we're brushing up on our Finnish. And it's going to be a good time.
Listen. So, unfortunately, that is all the time that we have for today.
All right. Listen. Comic Culture, of course, is produced by
Young Shecky.
Young AWOL Shecky Feldstein. And engineered by the stalwart Young Buck, Andrew Robach, sitting to my left.
And my right.
And your right, yeah. For comments and suggestions, hey, go on to comicbookdaily.com, click on the podcast link, scroll down right at the bottom to the comments field and add your comments, please. Check us out also at getthepointradio.com.
And remember to go and check out TCAF this weekend and support your local and international comic book creators.
Yes, and wherever you are, support your local comic book shop.
And have yourself a great day.